Here's where you're going to do an identity shift today. You are no longer going to be yourself, Lev. You're going to stop looking at it through your own personal lens, and you're going to shift, and you're going to need to learn another perspective.
Guys, make sure you pull examples from the pictures, what they show, how they're shown, to support your interpretation about how they speak to us.
Could a line plot be one of the graphs for number 10?
Could it? That's my question to you.
I think it could.
I want you to try to create it on the back of your paper.
Okay.
And tell me how it would look.
Whenever he looks into a mirror or sees himself, he sees a monster. Whenever he's kind of looking at someone else, he kind of sees a regular person, which he wants to be. Like maybe when we look at ourselves, we see ourselves as being a regular person or seeing ourselves a monster based on what we did in life.
Society today presents educators with many challenges. Students have a broad spectrum of needs, come from many cultures, economic backgrounds, and preparedness. We live in a world where keeping pace with the changing needs of the job market requires adults who can adapt and learn on a lifelong basis. Finding approaches to curriculum design that can support students in learning not only what they need to know, but how they need to conceptually understand and form knowledge is essential to future success. The parallel curriculum model is one answer to that challenge.
PCM is predicated on the notion that experts in a discipline understand it and work with it at a conceptual level. I'm not aware of experts who simply recite facts. It's not that experts don't know information, of course they do, but knowing information doesn't really prepare you to do much with the subject. You really have to understand how that subject is arranged. What are the categories, the big ideas into which the discipline falls, and what are the principles that govern those concepts, and how do the principles really tell us the inner workings of the discipline?
Offering four parallel ways of structuring and understanding curriculum, PCM provides teachers with the tools they need to design units that develop conceptual thinking skills, which will enable their students to become lifelong learners.
And what do you think about the images? Do those images challenge that sentiment?
As we look at how people learn, we understand that students learn much better when they develop a conceptual framework. And they don't just try to memorize things, but they really see how it works. They really get its operation. That allows you to be able to use what you've learned, to think with it more broadly, actually even to retrieve it more easily. And so PCM suggests that a fundamental notion is helping students develop a conceptual framework for whatever the discipline is they're studying.
In this program, we will observe four teachers from Sky Vista Middle School in Aurora, Colorado. In each unit, these teachers are using one or more of the parallels with their students.
Why do they get a bigger bonus if they didn't work that hard on their net income?
Well, that's the magic question, and that was the reason that this author wrote this article.
Mary Beth Dunleavy uses the core parallel to teach a lesson on graphing to her sixth grade math students. She challenges her students to analyze a graph from the Wall Street Journal that shows how bank bonuses exceed net income. Using this real-world example, the students build on the graphing skills they have learned to analyze the graph. The unit engages them in thinking about the concepts of graphing and how a mathematician might decide to approach representing data.
So we're cited to oil fraction.
Julie Martinek uses the connections parallel in her sixth grade science class to get her students to see the impact of the Exxon Valdez oil spill through the viewpoints of a variety of stakeholders in Prince William Sound. As each group makes a case for their stakeholders' priorities, the students begin to see the ways these many interests are connected.
Which way do the currents go?
Look at these two images. How are they different?
Documentary is like telling, it's taking a photo that represents a story. And okay. I'm guessing that photographic art is like...
Dan Bueller uses the practice parallel to teach history to his 8th grade social studies students. Dan uses historical photographs and text to challenge his students to think critically about four eras in American history. Using these historical artifacts simulates the way historians practice their profession.
It's like the guys seem better, and then they have a name, they have an identity.
Well, it's kind of like guys are being more identified than the girls. Mm-hmm.
And Shiloh Kuhlman uses the identity parallel in her 7th grade language arts class. Shiloh presents her students with written artifacts, literature, documentaries, and ethnographic studies to challenge them to better understand identity formation in their own lives.
And what does 21st century learning look like? We know that. It looks like PCM. It speaks to the interconnectedness of knowledge and the complex problem solving and the rigor that we want in our 21st century classrooms. It's there.